You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Ethical Fashion Report does a sweep and looks at the ethical sourcing practices of different companies. So it basically is having a look to see what measures companies have in place to protect workers in their supply chains. And we do it because there's a huge amount of exploitation in the fashion industry, and we basically want to give consumers the power to shop ethically.
So at the moment we've seen, you know, the one that's just been released, we've seen that there's a couple of New Zealand companies that are on the list and have got a really positive grade. What does that show from their supply chains?
Yes, if you get a good grade, basically you have to know a huge amount about your supply chain, all the way back to the farms that produce the raw materials, through to where the fabric gets produced, and then also the factories that actually produce the clothes. And so the companies that score well know all of that, and they'll be very transparent with the public about this information. They'll also have good policies in place, good relationships with their suppliers, and they'll be working towards helping workers get paid more and have the sort of protections that we have here in New Zealand.
So is it specifically, I mean, I've read a lot that is about the supply chain of cotton. Is it specifically to do with cotton or just materials in general?
Well, that's a really good question. So we get the companies to report on their primary fibre.
Right.
And so in a lot of cases, most cases, this will be cotton, which is why you hear us talk about cotton a lot. But in some cases, it might be something different, like wool or down, in the case of some of the outdoor brands.
Obviously, there has been a lot of talk in the media, especially around some brands that have got very low grades.
Yep.
And they're hitting back saying, you know, they haven't had enough time, or perhaps, you know, to supply this information, or perhaps, you know, they don't want to give away the secrets of their high fashion brand or something. What's your response to that?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm glad that you asked that, because you're right, there's been quite a lot of information sort of swirling around about TFR not necessarily being reasonable in our research, and we definitely are. Like, the research that we do is the industry standard in this space. We work very collaboratively with companies in our research. They get about 4 months from when we start, so when we contact them, to when we're asking the results to be in. And the reason for this time frame is that we want to give companies enough time to collect the information, but it has to be a short enough time that we get a snapshot of what they're actually doing. You know, there can't be enough time so that they can scramble and fix everything, if that makes sense, because it's designed to be a snapshot. And I think the data of the survey really speaks for itself in this respect, because we have just under 80% of companies that choose to engage with us, and it's a really positive experience for those companies.
So for the shopping outlets that are given, you know, an F grade, say, what does that mean for their supply chain? What's happening at the other end of the supply chain that's given them this F grade?
Yeah, that's another really good question. So the F basically means that, like, to get an F, a company will have A, not chosen to engage in our research, and then B, they won't have any information available publicly. So that F means there is no way for us to assess whether that company has robust systems in place to support workers. So a consumer can't shop with confidence from that shop knowing anything about it. So it doesn't mean that they have a terrible supply chain. It means we just don't know, and we can't figure out what's happening. And I guess, like, we're in an age where that's not acceptable anymore. You know, consumers want to know and need to know information about the products that they're buying.
Absolutely.
And the standard in the industry has changed. You know, we've seen what's happened when supply chains are hidden. There's huge human rights abuses that can take place. I mean, just look at Rana Plaza. The collapse of that building is a classic example. And so that sort of thing is just not tolerated anymore.
I see on your website it says at the moment only 11% of New Zealand fashion companies pay living wages to workers in their supply chains.
Yep.
Is quite a large portion of this sort of living wage that they're talking about seen in places like Bangladesh, where workers are being exploited?
Yeah. So when we talk to workers, and, you know, when we hear from our other partners that are working in the industry, wages are the single most important thing to workers at the moment. You know, since incidents like Rana Plaza, we've seen huge improvements in the industry through in the areas like health and safety.
Mm.
But what we aren't seeing improved is wages to the same degree. And when you have low wages, you have workers who are trapped in a cycle of poverty. Their children can't go to school. They have to work in factories. And that's when you see high levels of child labour. You can see lots of people working voluntary overtime. You know, voluntary, it's very loose use of that word, but, you know, they have to work extra in order to earn the money to be able to sort of survive. And so if we start paying living wages, all of those problems that I've listed, they just disappear, you know. You've got children in schools, not in factories. But unfortunately, it's one of the most lowest performing areas in the report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.